Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
According to the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, or FEWSNET, managed by USAID, South Sudan finds itself in yet another multi-pronged crisis. The scale and severity of acute food insecurity in South Sudan through January 2021 will remain the highest recorded since 2014. Devastating weather conditions and economic instability are part of the problem, but so is violent conflict. According to the World Food Program, widespread flooding just before the annual harvest period has washed away fields and killed livestock, worsening an already fragile situation and causing hunger, malnutrition, and displacement. Children under the age of 5 are particularly hard hit. At the same time, the COVID-19 pandemic and necessary preventative measures are exacerbating the already dire humanitarian crisis and straining the fragile healthcare system. As a result, some 7.5 million people now need humanitarian assistance in South Sudan. On September 24th, the United States announced nearly $108 million in humanitarian assistance for the people of South Sudan, including those South Sudanese in neighboring countries, at the U.S.-hosted UN General Assembly high-level event, a dialogue with the world's top 10 donors on global humanitarian needs. U.S. humanitarian assistance provides emergency food assistance, healthcare services, access to safe drinking water and sanitation, and assistance to survivors of gender-based violence in South Sudan, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a written statement. U.S. humanitarian assistance also provides life-saving activities to the nearly 2.2 million South Sudanese refugees in neighboring countries, most of whom are women and children, and to local host communities sheltering refugees. The United States also provides support for the UN Humanitarian Air Service to transport humanitarian workers and relief supplies across Sudan, as well as the operations of a network of nearly 30 non-governmental organizations. The United States remains the largest single donor of humanitarian assistance both in South Sudan and globally, said Secretary Pompeo. We will continue to be a catalyst for the international response to alleviate the suffering of the people of South Sudan. We appreciate contributions from donors to date, but recognize the significant needs that remain and call on current and new donors to make new contributions or to fulfill existing pledges to make this life-saving assistance possible.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.